Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
My favorite voice from Vegas, and now we bring in my favorite boxing promoter, and that is Hall of Famer later on this year, Lou DiBella. Good morning, Lou. How are you, man?
Hey, man. Good to be with you, bro.
All right. We appreciate a couple minutes here this morning. So, I mean, this is a really exciting fight. Everyone is all geared up for this. RJ's out in Vegas right now, and certainly we're excited by this fight. First fight was good. My question, well, can go back and forth here a little bit, is should we be concerned in this incredible amount of weight that Tyson Fury has put on getting ready for this fight? I saw today he's 273.
I mean, you know what? I'm wondering a little bit about the weight. I mean, he doesn't look flabby to me. His arms look tight. I mean, he was wearing a sweatshirt yesterday. There could be mind games involved. I don't know. I don't know how hung up I am on the weight. He's a big boy, Tyson Fury. He's huge. I never like to see a guy gain weight. There's a lot of changes that went on with Fury, you know, from the last fight to this one. He has a new trainer for this fight. He's weighing a little bit more. I mean, you can look at that stuff as red flags, but I tend to think in terms of at least boxing shape that he'll be better for this fight than he was for the first one. I'm not too hung up on the weight. I mean, also, Wilder's weighing 15 pounds more than the first fight. Now, he came in for the first fight really, really small. But, you know, he's also gained weight for the rematch. So I'm not ascribing a great deal to the weight. I think it's like a classic clash of styles. Wilder, he's got the hammer of Thor. He's got a right hand that's probably the biggest weapon in the history of the heavyweight division. I literally think in my lifetime he's the biggest puncher, and that includes Ernie Shavers and Mike Tyson, you know, in the heavyweight division. And the other guy is just like, for a giant man, a behemoth, Tyson Fury is really light on his feet and a terrific boxer. So it's like classic boxer versus puncher.
RJ, you going to ask a question?
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for you to direct traffic, Dave.
There's no traffic that needs directing. I asked a question. Now you ask a question.
Hey, okay, step aside, Dave. Hey, Lou, thanks for joining us again. Quick question about the second fight. Is classic boxing theory says the better boxer, the better technician has an advantage in fight number two because he learned more than the puncher in fight number one. Do you generally agree with that? And do you think it's the case here?
I see the argument behind it. Here's the thing. Fury could win this fight. There's no question that Fury could win this fight. He came damn close the first time. But he has to fight a perfect fight. All Deontay has to do is land one giant punch, and he could be down 6 rounds to nothing, 8 rounds to nothing, 9 rounds to 1. I mean, until the bell rings at the end of the 12th round, he's in incredible danger. And that's why, I'm not betting this fight, but if you, gave me a couple of grand and you said you have to make a bet, I would probably bet Deontay by knockout on the theory that, you know, the expectation that Fury can be perfect for 12 rounds is a tough expectation. It's anybody's fight. It's the longer the fight goes, the more it favors Fury. If it goes the distance, he's the likely winner. But how many times does Deontay Wilder come from behind in a fight? How many times has he landed the eraser? There's not a single fighter in his career other than Fury, because he didn't knock him out in the first fight, though he came damn close. There's not a single other fighter on his record that he hasn't knocked out.
Lou DiBella with us here, 98.7 ESPN. Lou, let me ask you this. Do you find it difficult to think that Wilder wins by decision? Is his best avenue here knocking out Fury?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I said the two most likely outcomes are Fury decision, Wilder knockout. Those are the two likely. It's hard for me to see the fight going the distance and Deontay winning. Now, that being said, you know, if Fury gets hurt and he gets knocked down a couple of times and he manages just to survive, yeah, I mean, there's a path to seeing a Deontay, dominant Deontay decision. But in all probability, I think if Fury gets hurt as badly as he got hurt in the first fight, this time, I think Wilder will finish it. And I certainly think that if the fight goes 12 rounds, it's very likely that Fury danced around him, moved away from him, was a defensive wizard, and likely took the fight on points. So I only really see two probable outcomes, and that's, Fury by decision or Wilder by knockout. And because you need to fight perfectly to win a decision against a gigantic puncher like Deontay, Deontay needs just one giant punch or one good combination to end the fight. So it's really, really a fascinating matchup. And look, both guys got a lot of personality. They've talked a lot of smack. There certainly has been no lack of attention given to this by ESPN and Fox, who are partnering on this pay-per-view. So I think the fight's captured a lot of people's imagination. I'm looking forward to it as a fan,
So you talked about the weight and dismissed it to some degree, though I'm worried about a fighter, Fury, who faded to some degree at the end of the first fight, now having almost 20 more pounds on. But what I find interesting when it comes to the storyline of the fight is that both guys fought a fight. It was a draw. Then 15 months later, or some variation, they fight again, and they both seemingly have fundamentally changed their approach by putting on, as you said, both guys put on 16 to 20 pounds. Do you look at that as both of them having doubts that their prior body, their prior style could win the next fight? They both did something seemingly drastic to get ready for the next fight. Is that the way you see it?
Well, look, I also knew because I was working with Deontay. I promoted the first fight between Deontay. I was a co-promoter of the first fight between Deontay and Fury. So I was there that weekend. Deontay was battling sort of the remnants of like a flu, and he came in really, really light. Like I think I don't have the weights in front of me, but something like 213 or 14 pounds. He was really light for the first Fury fight. I'm sure healthy, whatever. Naturally, he would want to come in a little bit heavier. So I view Deontay's weight sort of as being right on point here. In a perfect world, you would wonder why Fury would want to gain weight, if indeed he did. A weigh-in for heavyweights, it's a little bit different. I didn't watch the weigh-in, but I heard that he was wearing a sweatshirt. So I mean, is there possible that there was a little bit of trickeration? I don't know. Maybe. You would think that look, Andy Ruiz came in heavier, and it certainly didn't help him. I can see why people are looking at the added weight for Fury, because you would think Fury would want to be slimmed down and light on his feet and, more mobile than the first time. But you know what? He may be. I mean, I'm not, for a guy his size, again, we don't know what was underneath the sweatshirt. We don't know how many pounds he really did gain. Like I said, I'm not ascribing a great deal to it, but I'll tell you what, if he looks lethargic and slow and not as quick on his feet as he did the first time, then you got a lot of reasons to second guess that weight.
All right, Lou, listen, great stuff, man. Really appreciate it. Glad we got to have you on for a couple moments today. We'll definitely touch base as we move forward here with the boxing, and our beloved Mets get rolling in about a month.
Yeah, I can't wait. Actually, I'm optimistic about this season. But then again, I was optimistic last season about the Giants. So, that's my bad, maybe.
We should have talked about that. I could have told you that wasn't the although I'm excited for the offseason with the Giants. Lou, good stuff, man. We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the fight tonight.
Thank you, my friend. Take care.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.